streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is January 16th, 2013. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. Tonight we have a great show for you. We have Mr. Koji out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and our topic tonight is going to be child sexual abuse. Now, Koji is the founder of Hands Off Our Children. His mission is to raise awareness, implement tougher punishments on convicted pedophiles, and provide resources to victims of sexual child abuse. Koji also hosts a radio show in Las Vegas and discusses up-to-date news involving child sexual abuse, jaw-dropping testimonies from individuals who have survived abuse, along with several eye-opening tips from law enforcement, activists, lawyers, teachers, and much more. So tonight he's going to share with us why he does what he does and also hopefully some good tips as well. And before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night on our show, and we would like to thank everybody for their support, and we would like to give a big shout-out tonight to Medio Time and Michelle Rosado. The fight is going to be this Friday at the Arizona Event Center in Mesa, so we are looking to see everybody out there for a great, great fight and a great, great event. So we just wanted to show much love to Medio Time and Michelle Rosado and their team. And without further ado, I would just like to pass the mic over and have this young man formally introduce himself, and let's get it started.
Hey, how y'all doing, Boyd and Lucinda?
Great.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Koji all the way from Las Vegas. Las Vegas in the house. How y'all doing, everybody out there listening?
All right, my man. So we're going to get right down to it, and we would like for you to just formally let the viewers know, how did this great, great cause come about that you started, and what made you start this great cause?
Thank you for asking, Boyd. Well, what happened was a friend of mine, he was in the military. This is what got it all started. Him and his wife was going through a divorce. She ended up messing with a guy that was a pedophile. She didn't know it. So when my boy that was in Iraq, he got a call from his friends, you know, saying that who she was messing with. And the guy, my buddy, was like, he kept hearing that last name. He kept saying, man, I know that name. So when he found out who it was, come to find out that that whole family were convicted pedophiles. And, wow. You know, on this certain night, he called home and he talked to her about it. She cussed him out, told him don't call no more, changed the number and everything. So she went to work one night on 11 to 7 shift, and she left a 4-year-old little girl with this guy, and he messed up pretty bad where she can never have children again in life.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so, you know, and he's deceased now, you know, the guy that done it. But, you know, hey, that's the way it go. Streets don't love you back, right?
That's right.
Oh, man. That's real tough,
I was going to ask, did he die right after that happened or later?
No, it, you know, kind of close to that after that happened. You know, things happen, you know. Hey, it's called karma, you know.
Well, I know if somebody did that to my kid, they wouldn't be living either. So that's
but you know, I tell people all the time, you go mess around and mess with the wrong person's child, because some people don't believe in the law, which, you know, on my show, I always tell people and educate them, always inform the law first, because you never know what might happen, and you always want to be in the right, and you don't want to take the law into your own hands. You know, I definitely preach that.
Amen.
Exactly. So after this all happened, so what made you decide to start your own, you are the founder.
Right.
Hands Off for Children.
Yeah.
So let us know a little bit about your organization and a little bit more about what you do.
Well, the organization, Hands Off Our Children, I definitely wanted to bring awareness. And when I heard about this situation and, you know, how it went down and how the mom, you know, didn't believe it. And, it's a lot of moms out there that's dealing with people. They think these guys want to come into their house because they got a crush on them. Sometimes they target women in the clubs because they already know how many children they got. You know what I'm saying? You know, women, a lot of people talk, oh, my kid's this, my kid's that. And it's a lot of men that target women just for their kids. You know, they see them picking them up from school. They see them out in the park with them. And, you know, nowadays it's sad to say they don't even want the little boy and little girls no more. Now they want the little boys. Little boys are high up on the mark, you know, as far as being, you know, molested. But I definitely wanted to, you know, raise awareness. That's why I got into it and definitely wanted tougher punishments. You know, we definitely want to change a lot of the laws right now, you know, that's got to deal with pedophiles. So that was like my main mission, you know. I'm seeing one of my good friends, man, in so much pain, and here it is, a four-year-old little girl can never have children again. I mean, you know, and she's traumatized, and, you know, they still having problems out of her to this day. And when I went to him and told him that I wanted to start this organization, you know, Hands Off Our Children, the first thing he said was, man, would you please not exploit me, my name, or my daughter? You know, we've been through enough. I'm like, no. This is to help, you know, children that, you know, been through what your daughter's been through. And, you know, at first he really didn't feel good about it, you know, and I can understand what he's going through. But now he's all for it. You know, he's seeing the great things that I'm doing in the community. And, you know, he's a part of it, like a silent partner. And, you know, he don't come out in the forefront because, like you said, he don't want that to be talked about. And, you know, some things just need to quiet down, you know, for the betterment of his daughter's, you know, mental.
Definitely. And so you started your radio show. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, obviously that is how you are raising awareness and by bringing people on and letting them share their stories. How do you feel that's been an impact?
Well, you know what? I feel like it's an impact because I'm a voice to the street. I'm a voice for the people to be heard. You know, in a lot of shows, they don't have a lot of shows where they can come on and just really be heard. And, you know, we got a powerful website, handsoffourchildren.org. You can go to it and check it out and see all the stories on there, some unbelievable stories that you would never in a million years think that would happen to a child. And it's happening every day. And, you know, we got them on the website where people can see them. We got testimonies on there where you can go and you can leave a testimony. And, you know, it's just, I felt like me doing that radio show that a lot of people can express themselves, but I can also do my part and, you know, be on there every day. Like I said, putting that awareness out, bringing people on the show, really interviewing them and asking, how did this happen? How did this person get up on you? What did you miss, you know, the signs with these people? So I educate people by giving, I feel, thorough interviews, you know, saying what a lot of people only think, but they're scared to say, and bringing it to light.
Exactly. Now, I'm gonna ask you this question. Were you ever abused at all as a child in any way?
You know what, a lot of people ask me that. No, I wasn't. And, you know, thank God that I had a strong father, and I definitely was going to talk about that later on in the show. I had a strong, stern father. It's almost like everybody on the block knew, don't mess with his kids. Me and my brothers and sisters, none of us, thank God we've never been through it. You know, man, God bless my father in heaven, that he definitely made a warrior and a soldier out of me, because I'm the same way with my children. And, you know, I've never went through that. And I think if I ever went through it, and if I ever told my father, you know, I kind of bet the pedophile would have ended up like the one guy that we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
Right. And you know what? Let me say this one thing real quick. That I think a lot of children have been molested that haven't talked about it, all because they do have those kind of fathers that will take the matter into their own hands first and not call the police. But a lot of children nowadays, they don't want their parents to get in trouble. They don't want a single parent home. You know, they know what can happen if their father do this. He could go to prison for a long time, and then that messes up the family structure. So believe me, it's a lot more children that haven't came out and told it, but, you know, they acting out right now, and the parents don't got a clue why they acting that way.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, but, you know, parents need to look for the signs and symptoms of kids acting out, and why are they acting out? Because a lot of times it is because of some form of abuse or bullying or, you know, something. And that's why a lot of kids turn to alcohol and drugs, at, you know, in junior high, in middle school.
Yes, ma'am. You're definitely right about that. You know, and then a lot of kids, you know, they shine away from the parents. They don't want to eat. You know, it's just, you know, some of them get, you know, promiscuous where they really want to go on and, you know, try it and just try to get over the hurt. You know, they, you know, alcohol, drugs, you know, prostitution, a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, it affects every, some people ask me, okay, well, how does it affect people? Well, everybody's different. Everybody is different. And one thing I explain to people on the show and even little people that I talk to, it's only human nature when you catch a sexual feeling. That's something that's human. That ain't nothing nasty. That ain't nothing bad. That's a part of life. That's a part of sex. That's a part of something that we can't get around, you know, when we're making love, when two adults are doing it, they're supposed to be doing it. You get what I'm saying? So whenever a child catch that feeling, it's like, oh, you know, now I'm gay. You know, I felt that feeling, you know, and they caught in that feeling. But what I try to teach young people is that's a feeling that comes with sex when something is good. But when a pervert rape you or hurt you, you know, that ain't the feeling that you're supposed to feel that feels good. You get what I'm saying? But some of them, they get kind of trapped up in that situation. But that's a natural feeling, you know what I'm saying, that we all get.
Amen. And I also want to ask you, you know, what about parents that don't think it can't happen to their children?
You know what, boy, that's a great question, what you just asked me. It's a lot of parents. I meet a lot of parents. Oh, you know, let me tell you, I was in L.A. I was down on the promenade. I seen this mom walk away, went into a store. She left her little girl out on the promenade down there, riding up and down on a scooter by herself, just riding, I mean, further and further away. Now, me and, you know, my team, we out there together on a meeting, and I'm telling everybody, just watch, look, here's what I want y'all to do. Just watch that little girl. Keep y'all's eye on her because things happen fast where somebody can snatch her and boom, she's gone. So we see the little girl go further and further down. So me and one of my lady friends, we walk down there to the little girl. And we go, little girl, you know, where's your mom? You know, we knew where our mom was. And she's like, oh, she's just shopping. And I said, well, she's down that way. Maybe you should go down that way. It's safer to go down that way. I said, but here's a card. I made sure that my lady friend gave her the Hands Off Our Children card. And I told the little girl, would you please hand this to your mom as soon as you see her? Boy, you ain't going to believe the fireworks that went off when her mom got this card. I mean, they wrote on my website. They called us, man. They called us every name in the book. They said that we solicited. They said we solicited their child. We ain't no better than the people that's hurting the children because we gave a little child. She said a smut card. How is it a smut card when it's a card that says, hands off our children, we protect the safety of children? This lady went off so bad, then the husband got on the phone, and he got to talking crazy, and, you know, I just broke it down to him and told him, look, I'm going to tell you like this. I'd rather for you to fall out with me right now than to be calling my organization asking us will we put, you know, an APB out, will we put everything on our website looking for your little girl. And like I told him, the same way we gave her that card is the same way that she could have been missing, because it only took a minute, because if we wanted to get her, we had her.
It only takes a second to do anything in the game.
Boy, he was so quiet on the phone. He was so quiet. So he started telling me he's going to get in touch with his lawyer. They're going to, you know, press charges on the organization. Like I told him, you do what you got to do, but I want you to explain it to your lawyer, just like I said it, and what could happen. And, you know, we'll be waiting. You know the number. We'll be waiting. But, you know, thank God, boy, to this day, it all went silent, and we ain't heard nothing. But you know what? Like me and my whole team said, I think he had a reality check.
He had to have that reality check, because how you going to say you're going to call a lawyer, and when you call that lawyer, one thing that he didn't understand, when you called that lawyer, the game was going to come real strong because people or organization that's standing here watching your wife in the store shopping while your kid is 10,000 miles up the street. Now,
you
tell your lawyer that, my brother. if you want to tell your lawyer something. You know what I mean?
You know what? So you know what?
The courtroom would have looked at you simple, my man.
Oh, yeah, but see, boy, this is what I always do. Me and my organization, we always make sure that everybody got camera phones. We video recorded the whole thing. So that's why I told him, my man, go on make it. Look, you playing checkers, but I play chess. Go on and make your move. Go on and make your move, and I'm going to show you what time it is. And you'll be in prison. Trust me. When this video go out, oh, you'll be in prison. That's child abandonment.
Yeah, along with your wife.
Yeah, along with your wife. Oh, yeah, so, you know.
In the joint, on the yard.
Got that right. Hey, and the colors ain't hard to find with them orange, you know, them jumpsuits.
Right.
They orange.
Yeah, they be shopping in commissary together.
Oh, yeah, they got his and hers jumpsuits, orange.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we loving life tonight, man. And like I say, you know, we're real glad to have you on the show tonight. And we're going to get to another question, you know. How is these reality shows hurting our children as well out here?
You know what, boy, let me tell you, that's another great question you asked me. You know what, I'm going to tell you how these reality shows are hurting our children. What these reality shows are showing our children is that they have no negotiation skills. They have no forgiveness. They got to be loud. They got to be wild. They got to be cool. You got to drink. You know, you got to fight. It's cool to be throwing up everywhere, you know. Sex, it's cool to just have sex because you're drunk. You know, that's the cool thing. Unprotected sex, you know, you're drunk, you're on the reality shows. And when our young children watch this, when they out at the high school parties, when they out at the parties where they are, they already programmed to party. Do you get what I'm saying?
Amen.
They're going to live like ain't no tomorrow. Then you got songs coming over the radio, let's live like we die, let's party like we going to die tomorrow.
Right.
And
you
know what I'm saying?
That's the hottest joint.
Right. And let me tell you something. That song is number one. So what does that tell you about our society? You know, let me tell you something. They're killing our children with music. They're killing our children with reality shows. They're killing our children with the clothing that they letting come on these reality shows, you know, the way they sagging, the way the girls are wearing the booty shorts, the way they're wearing the little halter tops, everything hanging out just to get acceptance. You know what I'm saying? I don't see that around the people I'm with. All the moms, you know, that I deal with in the organization, they moms. When they come, they dress nice, they covered up, they represent what we stand for. And boy, them anybody came out of code of the way our organization is, you got to go. You got to go. You don't represent me dressed like that. You got to go.
Yeah, you ain't set no good example
for
the kids. Not alone, you ain't even set no good example for yourself, you know?
That's right. Yeah, definitely. But I think God has definitely blessed me with some beautiful women that definitely are angels in my life. And, you know, when I say these women get on the radio and they fight, man, and the way they, when I say fight, I'm talking about they really break down a discussion and let people know that, come on, you know, if you're a mom, even if you're a young mom, you got common sense. If you got on booty shorts and then your daughter got on booty shorts and y'all both out, come on.
Right. You're 70 years old.
That's what I'm saying. But a mirror don't lie, boy. A mirror don't lie. That's one thing it don't do.
Yeah, that ain't a good look, is it, my brother?
Oh, no, you're right about that. And then on top of that, with the reality shows, you know, you got the guys, everybody's cheating on the reality shows. All the guys are fighting each other. Come on now. That's setting up the violence in our community. You know, a girl don't want you no more. You break up with her. She meet another guy. Okay, he's already brainwashed from the reality shows that he's supposed to fight this guy when he sees those two out together, because that's what they do on the reality shows. You know what I'm saying? And that's just setting up violence, man. That's making our innocent young men who really got it going on, who's really doing something with their life, that's making them put their life on the line all because they're defending themselves. Now they done lost their life, they're going to prison, and, you know, because it don't always turn out to be self-defense, boys. You know what I'm saying.
You know I know what you're saying, good brother.
It depends,
you know,
on what color you fight. You dig?
Right.
I mean that.
It ain't always on your side.
It ain't always on your side. You see, it wasn't on Trayvon Martin's side.
No, it definitely ain't on his team right now. You know, God be the glory on that. You know, it's just things happen, like you said. And when you're in this life, you know, that we live in nowadays, you know, it's about who you know. You know what I mean? It ain't about
what
you know. It's who you know, and then what you know follows.
And I tell you what else, it's about how much paper you got. Well, if you got enough paper, and hey, God bless R. Kelly, God bless anybody, but everybody, but all I'm saying is if you got enough paper and you keep laying something over and laying it over and laying it over and laying it over, the jury changes, the judge changes, the attorneys change. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, that's the name of the... Right, that's the name of the game. But, I look at it like this. I tell people all the time, I don't see a reflection of my daughters on a reality show. That ain't what I teach in my household. That ain't my household y'all looking at.
No, it ain't going to be in my household. Not, it ain't going to be on the TV.
No, because it's a man in the household. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's the end.
Right.
Because they try to run over mom, some of the kids. If you're in the household and it's only mom, a lot of kids try to run over their mother, what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why
right.
you need that father, in that household to be a man to educate and teach your daughter or your son what's real out here, because they're going to grow up. And when they grow up, and if they don't know both sides of the coin, well, then they're going to be lost in this world we call America.
You know what? You're definitely right about that. But, boy, I've been so blessed to have the men on my team. When I say these men are real fathers, some of them ain't in households, but they still can pick up that phone and still got that threatening voice over the phone to still hold court. And that's what it's about. And you know what? With my ministry, with Hands Off Our Children, I'm definitely trying to build up the men. Because, boy, I look at it like this, and I'm sure Lucinda will thank me for this after she hear this. If I teach my young men how to lead, then the moms ain't got to worry about how they going to feel later on in life, because now the moms are the new dads in the household.
Amen.
You know why? Because the young men don't know how to be a leader.
At all.
Exactly.
By no means, shape, or form.
Right. Anytime my young men are walking out of the house with skinny jeans on, come on, boy. Come on, Lucinda.
I've seen that, man, here in Arizona, and I was bugging out because, I'm from Detroit, and I'm looking like, where they get this one at? You know what I mean? And
man.
I'm like, wow, I'm like, they definitely could come down in our hood with this one, because it's a misunderstanding, man.
You know what? Yeah, I heard an old player say the other day, anytime I'm riding down the street and I mistake a boy's butt for a girl's butt and some skinny jeans, this world went to hell.
Right.
That's what he said. This world went to hell.
That's why I say it's a misunderstanding on the block, man,
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like, it is what it is. You got a lot of these young cats out here want to be women, man, and it's unreal, man. I mean, you got to learn that you have to be a gentleman, you have to be a man, you have to be educated out here, man. You
right.
can't just be jumping in no skinny jeans talking about this is the trend and all of that crazy mess.
You ain't no rapper, no skateboarder, no nothing. Now, I can see the skateboarder, that's the style, but you ain't a rapper, you ain't a skateboarder. You don't do nothing as far as the stage of entertainment. You just got on skinny jeans. You got on purple skinny jeans and orange lace shoes. You know what I'm saying? But you are.
You think that's cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know what, boy, I look at it like this. Now, half of the young men in these households, I really don't blame them, because I look at it like this, boy, also, and you know this for a fact. At one time when me and you was, when we was younger, and I'm sure you might be about my age, when we were going to a barbershop, it would be the OGs in a barbershop dropping game, letting us all know what time it is. Boy, when you go in a barbershop right now, the OGs are so strung out. They jealous of the young guys right now because they got it going on way better than them, and they done it better than them like back in the day, that they are now servants to the young people, and they are not serving the young people. Now, do you get how I say that?
And I'm with all of that, you know what I mean? Because you got 40 and 50-year-old cats still on the corner with their pants hanging down, and when I go back home, I'll be looking like, come on, man, you know what I mean? You need to be with your grandkids teaching them what's happening. You up there trying to act like you're still 17, man. Well, what's
man.
The problem over here?
You know what, boy? There's no structure in life right now with men, with grown men. Now, not every guy. With I say 50%. Boy, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you. I'm 44, and I have no male older role model that I look up to. And what I mean by that is an OG. Now, I have people that I call my big brothers. They like big brothers to me. But I don't have that OG that I can cry to. You get what I'm saying? Like back in the day, you always had that certain man you can go to. You can shed a tear because you know he going to say, hey, all right, man, come on, man, look. Strap up your laces, tighten your belt up. Come on, get back in the game, baby. One cry, you out. See, that's what I miss about my father. My father's gone. My father can tell you, go on, get it out, man. Go on, you can scream, holler, do what you want to do. But at the end of this conversation, you're going to stand up. You're going to stand on your feet and talk to me. And you know what? I tell people all the time, the young people that I talk to, I'm going to hear you out. I'm going to hear everything you got to say. At the end, I'm going to call you on everything that I heard that ain't right. But at the end of the day, you're going to get it right. Because if I'm dealing with you and I'm putting my time in as a big brother for hands off our children, I am not going to outwork this relationship. See, boy, nowadays, children, people, the parents, they outwork the relationship of the children, the friends, people on the street. It's like the game done changed. Now the new parents are the children. The children tell the parents what to do. Not in my house, they don't.
And that's real. I see it all the time, man. And when I go out to speak at these different schools and different events, you know, I really kick it to them like the real, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm 50 years old, you know? And it's like I still got, you know, a couple close cats that I really, really kick it strong with from back in the day, you know what I mean, that been knowing me since I was a shorty, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a blessing to have that, you know? Ain't, don't too many cats have that, you know?
But
I've been out here since I was 10 years old in these streets, and I done seen a lot, done did a lot. But nowadays, at this point of the game, these young cats take over the household. They tell mom and dad to sit down somewhere. They want to bring all the homeboys and the homegirl to party, but nobody want to pay no bills, and nobody want to take care of no business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're right about that, man, how the game go now, you know?
And you know what,
it's ridiculous.
That's right. And you know what, boy, I'm going to tell you something else. Another thing, look, I just had this discussion on my show today, and I'm going to bring this up right now, and I'm sure you and Lucinda, y'all definitely going to like this too. One thing the parents don't do nowadays, whenever, you know what, somebody asked me today, what age is your child old enough to start, you know, paying bills or start giving you money back if they borrow? When they at the age when they start wanting to go negotiate money? You know what I'm saying? I got a 5-year-old little nephew who thinks he's slick as a can of oil. He'll tell you in a minute, hey, man, you know what, let me get $5 and I'll make sure to give it back to you, you know, when my daddy gives. Okay, when they start negotiating, then, okay, you know what, you hold them responsible to get that money back, because that's training a young person to get ready for bills, because in this life, you're not going to get nothing for free. People, let me tell you something, my daddy used to tell me all the time, man, people don't love you for real, man. You ain't no love. Ain't no love. You, your value is the worth of what you are to them at that moment. When you done, they gone. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like with young people, we got to start making them accountable. When you want a loan, okay, well, I want it back. I don't care if you're outside. Well, if I see your mama give you some money, you know you owe it back to me. That just sets up responsibility. You get what I'm saying? And I'm like that with my nephews, friends, nieces. If you say you want to buy it from me, it's a loan. I really want it back. Because it ain't that I need it, but I'm setting up structure. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, bro, I'm past getting what you're saying, homie. You know, I've been know what it is to pay bills, my man, ever since I was 11 years old. You know what I'm
man,
saying?
Hello.
I've been taking care of my mother since I was 10 years old. I don't know if you really read my story, you know, but I started selling dope at the age of 10 years old, man, and I was in the game for like 20 years, you know.
I hear you, man.
I've been taking care of my mother all my life, so I've been know what it was after my stepfather got murdered in front of me and my mother. I was 9 years old, and I got into the game at 10 years old and started gang banging and hustling, and I lived that life for 20 years, man, gang banging, selling drugs. But one thing I never did, I never used drugs, I never drank, I never smoked cigarettes, none of that, you know?
That was right. That was me, too.
Business. And I took care of my mother, and at 50 years old, I still take care of my mother right to this day. And this is the point that I make to people, the point that you made tonight, don't come telling me that you a man or you're a woman, or don't come telling me that you grown and
you can't hold your
own. Always asking me for some shit. You feel me? If you grown,
yeah.
Be grown. Because
yeah.
I know what it is to be grown, and I wasn't even grown at that time. But I
That's
was
right.
making money on the block, bringing it home, taking care of my mama, and paying bills. And my mother was working three jobs. You feel me?
So I hear you, man.
That's why I can relate to what you're saying. I don't like a grown person to ask me for nothing. If you're grown, be grown. You feel me?
You got that right, yeah.
I hope you out sometime, but don't keep always ringing that phone like I'm supposed to be taking care of you.
Yeah, you're definitely right. But see, the thing about it is, it goes back to what I said, too, that grown men beg more than the young people that I'm around. You know, hey, man, can I get a bet? Let me tell you something. If I keep making these bad investments with these bets that I'm rolling, do I have to say the rest? If I keep making bad investments with these bets that I'm rolling out to everybody that needs a bet from me,
right.
I ain't even got to say the rest, you know?
And
that's what I
said.
Right, but see, that's what I try to tell the young people, man. And you know what, Boyd, I'm going to keep it real. Don't BS me. I've been there and done that, man. I can sit here and just listen to your conversation, young man. I know you're gaining. But you see, here's the thing about it. You don't even got a game. You can just ask me. Just ask me, because for something I want to do for you, I want to do it anyway. Waste your game. Yeah, don't waste your time gaming, because you know, Boyd, for a fact, and you too, Lucinda, once you game me and you think you game me, I can't never look at you no other kind of way. You slick it in a can of oil. That's going to always be tattooed on you with me. So anytime you ask me for something, even if you need it, man, I don't believe you, man. You got to, no, man, get me a receipt. I'm no, man. Here, let me go talk to whoever you need to pay this payment to. I'll pay it to them, and I'll handle it for you.
Right.
Right.
But a lot of times there ain't no payment due. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Up the street around the corner. You feel me?
Right. Oh, yeah. You're definitely right about that, man. So I just feel like, boy, that my whole mission, man, and you know what? I look at it like this, man. God definitely gave me a gift to talk to these youngsters, because they do open up to me. And, you know, I go talk to a lot of kids, man, like at the Adoption Exchange. I'm hooked up with an organization right now called the Never Give Up Foundation by Mr. Matthew Kopp. He's a real good friend of mine, a business partner. Man, you would be surprised how many kids say to me, I wish you was my daddy. When I go to leave, I wish you was my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. It's so many children in the foster care system right now. Over 3,500 children that need families. You get what I'm saying? And these children, they want love, man. They want to come somewhere, you know, to where all they want is love, man, and to know a parent, the person ain't going to give up on them. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Or hurt.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm definitely, you know, my man, you know, my boy at the Never Give Up Foundation, Matthew Cox, he's definitely opening the door with that. Then we got Kelly. She's with the Adoption Exchange. She's definitely getting the children in the homes. And what I'm doing is coming behind them and letting the parents know, we got an eye on you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk to these children. We're going to train these children, you know, what should be done, what shouldn't be done. You know, if a child's at a certain age, you don't got to wash him down there or back her. You know, he can do it on his own. That's okay. You know, if you show him one time, you know, show him the proper way, but you don't got to assist this young man every time. You know, that's a little too freaky. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know.
Hey, Cody, I want to read a couple of statistics here, and then we have our switchboard lit up, so we want to take a few calls, too. But let me read, I want to read three statistics and something we can talk about and think about and reflect on. A report of child abuse is made every 10 seconds. The second one is almost 5 children die every day as a result of child abuse.
Yeah.
More than 3 out of 4 are under the age of 4 years old. And then the third one, 90% of sexual abuse victims know the perpetrator in some way, and 68% are abused by family members. Those are pretty
heavy. That's true. Yeah, I mean, and everything you said is hitting it on the nose. I mean, half of the people that molest these children they're your own family members. They're the ones, you know, that you go to school with. These are the ones that your mom then bring into the house and say, oh, your uncle so-and-so, he's so cool, you can trust him. Oh, yeah, it's okay for you to sit on his lap. And then, you know, the little kid's like, no, I don't want to go to him. I don't want to sit on his lap. Quit acting silly and go sit on his lap. Let me tell you something. That's a sign. That's the sign. When that child don't want to go sit on his lap or don't want to go to the store with him, parents are still making children go because they think the children are just being rebellious. But these children are screaming for their life like, man, this is a pervert. Uncle Chester is really Uncle Chester. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. There was a picture on Facebook today of a pastor somewhere back east in the bathtub with his granddaughter who was about 3 or 4 years old.
Mm.
You should have seen some of the comments on that. Like, that is just so inappropriate.
But you know what? You know what? One thing I can say, I know a lot of pastors out here who really are good pastors, and it's just sad that these other pastors are doing so much stuff that's throwing a black eye in the Christian game right now. You know, it's really sad that even the good pastors, people don't trust them. And, you know, people are really backing away from Christianity when, I mean, I don't know why, because, I mean, every breath you breathe, where do you think it came from? You know, it's like this. If you're not happy at the church where you at, leave. Leave. If you see all the signs that this person ain't right, leave. Don't sit in the church. Don't gossip. Don't tell, oh, brother so-and-so, you know, the pastor this. Why are you staying? I say it all the time. You are part of the problem. You are part of the problem. You know, you are a part of the problem as well. Because if you stay in and all you're doing is gossiping, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't trying to make a change, and you ain't trying to help nobody out of that situation, you are part of the problem too. You're just a cohort to the pedophile somewhat.
That's right. Hey, Cody, let's take a couple of callers. We're going to have a song here shortly as well.
All right.
And we'll continue on. But we're going to take a call, last four digits, 0480. Caller, you're on
okay.
The air.
Hey, Koji, what's going on? This is Matt with the Never Give Up. How are you?
Hey, what's up, my brother? Hey, you know what, Lucinda and Boyd, that's who I was telling you about. This is my partner right here with the Never Give Up Foundation, Mr. Matthew Cox.
Hey, I wanted just to call in and give a shout-out to what you guys are doing on the show and having Koji just great, doing great things out here. I was listening to Boyd and what you guys are doing on the blog show and wonderful things I'm hearing. So I just wanted to give a shout out and let Koji and all of you, I love what I'm hearing on the show.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you know what, Boyd?
Yeah, you, huh?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm right here.
Okay, this is Koji. I was going to say, you know what, Matthew, he would definitely be great to come through your show because he's going to bring you on the mental side, the mental health side of what we're doing also. Now, I'm bringing you on the awareness side with the children, but when you hear what he's doing on his side, how many children he done put into homes, I mean, when I say saving lives, this man done definitely brung children out of hell and put them in heaven. You get what I'm saying?
And that's what it's about, man. You know, it's about networking and putting everything where it needs to be. And when it comes to these youths and our kids, we have to uplift them. And we have to encourage them, and we have to make sure they stay safe, you know, much as we can. So I just want to say I respect everything your organization is doing and the young man is doing as well.
Thank you.
Well, just hang tight with us, Matt, and if you're still on at the end, we'll bring you back on for a last remark.
Matt.
All right. Hang in that with
okay.
us for a minute, Matt. And
all right.
we're gonna go to the last four digits, 5073. You're on the air. You're
Hello?
On the air, caller. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi. Koji?
Yes.
This is Elsa. How are you?
Hey, Elsa. Now, let me tell you, boy, Lucinda. Let me tell you about Miss Elsa Prado. This is another one of the angels I was telling y'all about that's a part of Hands Off Our Children. She lives in Chicago, and she works in the juvenile court system. When I say she heard it all, seen it all, I mean, when I say she brings so much knowledge to our show by keeping our young people up to date on the different laws, by keeping the parents up on what's going on in court, talking about the different cases with the pedophiles, this is definitely one of the angels under my wing, and I mean that. Elsa, thank you for calling in, definitely. And, you know, I got a lot of love for you. Go on and express yourself.
Well, you know what? I love what I'm hearing because, you know, the more this is exposed, and I'm saying exposed because these people need to be exposed. Otherwise, our kids are the victims, and they're the ones that pay the price for all of the abuse and all of the bad ways that they're being treated.
That's right. Elsa, give them a little insight of your book real quick, because I definitely want, this is a good show for you to swing through as well, because they doing, Boyd and Lucinda are doing a great job, and I think you need to be heard with, you know, what happened with you and your daughter somewhat. So can you give them a little insight on that?
Right. One of the things that one of the toughest lessons I had to learn is that I decided to bring a child into the world by a sperm donor, okay? And one of the things that you never imagine is that the person that decided to take this role on as her father would be the very person that would abuse her. So for me, it's been a journey of a lot of pain and sorrow, because this is the last thing you want to hear or learn about in your life. And you expect so much for your child and for your child to have all of the best things. And when things turn around like that on you, it has not only made me raise awareness against child abuse, about protecting children, but also raising awareness about what we're doing when all these people are trying to be inseminated with donor sperm.
Yes.
That's right. You definitely, like I said, you definitely bring in that awareness, and she definitely brings it strong on the show. Hey, as you can see, she comes with no chaser. Is what it is. And you know what? Let me tell you something. We need more tough people in the world right now, not scared people. We don't need no scared warriors. We need tough warriors.
Yes, sir. On the front line at that.
Oh, the ones that want to get on the front line. They be dying if you tell them to go to the back line. You might get into a fight with them just telling them to go to the back of the line.
You got to hear me, because the front line is ready to go in the war. You feel me?
That's right.
Every day. With this
That's
thing,
right.
Because this thing is crucial out here, you know, and it's hidden, you know, with a silence. You know, silence kill, and a lot of people don't understand how much silence kill when your child is scared to tell you something, because half of the time you're yelling at the kid and saying you're imagining things, but the kid ain't imagining things. If some kid tell you that something is happening in their household, pay attention, you know what I mean? And if the person is lying, well then, okay, we're going to put that in check too. But 9 times out of 10, like the old folks say, they ain't lying, you know? So you have
to
be aware when these kids say, you know, Johnny is messing with me, or Susie, you know, is doing this and that. Take awareness and open your ears up, you know what I mean? And stop closing your ears and closing your eyes to what's happening to these kids out here. You see more.
But you know what, boy? The sad thing about it is we don't have no big mamas no more. We don't have no Madeas. The real Madeas. You get what I'm saying? The grandmother that would take that purse, load it up, come over to the house, and they're going to get all them babies out of the house and go raise them. You get what I'm saying? Before they let them get hurt.
Yes, indeed. So, hey, what I want you to do, my good brother, I want you to hold tight. I want everybody to hold tight, hold still. We're going to pay the dues and take a break and bring one of the hottest tracks on right now, one of my homeboys out in Cali. His name is OG Suicide, and his song is called Never Give Up. So we're finna shoot that at you. Hold tight. We'll be right back with a great guest tonight.
All right.
The homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh?
What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, it's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. don't give up. You know, never give up, no matter what it is in life. You can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there. All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Go ahead for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Hold you down, you gotta get up. Leave on your dreams, never give up.
I'ma keep hustling till I'm down in the dirt. Number one rule is my family is first. I know you're probably saying this dude trying to preach a sermon. Let me speak cause the streets deserve it. Least they learn it, but the pain and the progress. Face to face with the strain of the process. So live your life like a Loch Ness. Anybody can succeed if you compete in the contest. But if you look and you find less, don't digress. Stick with your plan, it's just time's test. And I bet with a little persistence, determination and a little resistance, nothing can stop you from reaching your peak. But honestly, you're the reason it's rich. Even if weak, you can find a way to achieve. Man, it feel good to see my people succeed.
Hold you down, you gotta get up. Leave on your dreams. Never give up.
Tonight, and he's bringing a powerful, powerful awareness and message tonight. So we're right back at you, my brother.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. The phone died out a little bit. Yeah, thank you, Matt. Thank you, you and Lucinda, you know, boy, definitely for bringing me on the show. And like I said, man, God bless y'all. Y'all definitely doing y'all thing. And I'm enjoying myself, man, you know, sharing this knowledge with you. And you know what, boy, it feels good, man, to talk to another man that can bring it back and forth with me. Like I said, I get tired of playing checkers, man. I like playing chess, and I feel like me and you playing chess.
That's been my favorite game, man, even when I was in the joint, bro. You know what I mean? So
I heard you.
detective, you jump all over the board, baby, like I told the homies. This right here is strategy, baby. I can walk in on the gallery and come back. You know what I mean?
My
move's still waiting for me to make. So, yeah.
No, that's right.
You jump everywhere and you tell your man to clown you.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's right. The only thing about that situation out here in the street, when you get crowned, baby, you out of the game. And that's what we're trying to teach these youngsters. You out of the game. When you get crowned out here, you out of the game. Yeah. Done.
Hey, what some young folks say, you out of the loop, B.
You out of the loop. You out. You know what I'm saying? I mean that. Definitely. And, you know, like
you're
I said, you know.
You have the sayings, boy, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like I said, Lucinda's definitely been, you know, holding her own, representing, you know, for the women and definitely keeping the conversation strong, you know, to get me to talk more, you know, about what's going on. Like I said, man, I definitely enjoy y'all show. And like I said, God bless you guys.
And we appreciate it. We got another, we got lots of callers for you tonight, good brother. So we loving it too, man, because you done brought straight up awareness and great passion to the show tonight. So,
hey, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boy, let me say this real quick. I'm going to say what Cuba Gooden said on Jerry Maguire. Y'all ain't going to make me cry. Y'all not going to make me cry. Y'all not going to make me cry. Y'all not going to make me cry.
We loving this show tonight, B. We loving this show, man, for sure. We're going to go to caller with the four last digits, 5252.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Coach G?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having us on your show today in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yes. At my man AJ. Let me bring you up to speed real quick, Boyd and Lucinda. This man right there, single father, who's got a son, who's an upcoming champion of the next Floyd Mayweather, the next Zab Judah, the next Sugar Ray Leonard. When I say his son is sweet with them hands, I mean nice. 17 years old. Just got through getting a KO in L.A. at Taft High School. We had a big boxing tournament down there, and I was the host. It was my first time ever meeting this young man, and everybody told me, wait till you see this young man throw his hands. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, well, you know, you hear it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm great to see what he's going to do. So I went over and, you know, started a conversation with his dad because, you know, we definitely comrades from Las Vegas. So, you know, I got to root my Vegas team on out there. And, you know what, let me tell you something. When I say that when I embrace another man with a handshake, a firm handshake, he shook my hand like a man, looked me in the eyes and was like, yo, man, I drive my son everywhere to make sure he's okay. I'm a single father. You know, I got a lot of love for my son. My son's a good son. Man, I had to not only give him a handshake, I had to give him a hug, too. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. Anytime I find a brother that's holding the household up, and he ain't going to let his son, you know nothing but the right things in life and how to survive, but how to do it right, but stay with him side by side to reach his goal. Come on, man, I had to celebrate him. I had to celebrate this brother on my show today.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it, Coach G.
Hey, now I got some good news for you, brother Coach G, and the young man that just weighed in, you know?
Oh, okay.
You say his son's sweet with the hands, right?
He's sweet.
Yeah, my son's Timothy Lee. You can check him out on YouTube. He got some good footage on there. He got a couple knockouts on there. And he got some sparring with Zab. He got a little training with Pernell Sweet P. Whitaker. He got some good stuff on there.
Okay, well, check this out. This is what I wanted to tell you. You know, our family, you know what I mean, my wife's first cousin, she owns the Golden Glove, the Junior Golden Gloves and the Carpal Gloves here in the state of Arizona. And we have an Golden Glove tournament coming up in March, you know? So, my wife is the vice president over at the gym. We got our own gym here in Phoenix as well.
Get out, little stand-up.
My wife's uncle started the gym and the Golden Gloves and all of that back in 1965. The gym been standing strong since 65, and my uncle passed away 3 years ago. He was 90 years old, and it's a family thing. The family keeps the tradition going, and we have 4 or 5 tournaments a year. So I would definitely like for you to get with us, my friend. And
My son's been dying to come to Arizona to do some stuff. We went out there one time, and then the kid ended up bagging out. But we've been dying to get some work out there in Arizona.
Okay.
So what's up, baby? Hey, Jay, we hit the highway?
We got to hit the highway, man. That's what we do.
Okay, that's what we is, man. The tournament is coming up in March. So what I would like for you to do is go to our website, the Streets Don't Love You Back. NING.com. Join our movement page, and at the top of our page you'll see boxing and all the information about our gym, tournaments, prior tournaments, past tournaments is right there on the page. And anything we got going on right here in Arizona, I would love to have your son come on down and fight in our tournaments.
Okay. Could you give it to me one more time?
Yes. All one word, the Streets Don't Love You Back.
Okay.
.ning.com. .ning.com.
What's after the first dot? I'm sorry?
Yeah. The Streets Don't Love You Back. .ning. .ning.com.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then email me and send me your contact number. And, we'll get this thing popping, man. That ain't nothing but a drive down, baby. And he on in the gym anytime.
Oh, yeah, man. I got the head guy, man, Alvin, man. Shout out to Alvin out here in Las Vegas. He's a district manager up here in Las Vegas, man. He gives us a good discount, man, whenever we got to take off.
Yeah, that's what it is then, man. And, then I got a homeboy up there in Vegas too, man, Coach Tucker, you know what I mean? And he a trainer up there in Las Vegas. Me and him grew up in Detroit together from Young Cats, you know? And he trained out there. Like, he trains out there.
But what is that, Coach Tucker? I think I might know him. Did he train on Johnny Tacos?
Barry Jim. He can coach up at
Barry
Jim.
Oh, yeah, man, I know him. Man, that's my guy. He go to my church.
Yeah, that's my homeboy. We grew up together, man. We was in the same gang and all that together as kids in Detroit.
Yeah, man. We know all the trainers, man. We know all the men from Zab's dad.
Yeah, we know everybody. Yeah. Yeah, when me and my wife in Las Vegas, we always go see him when we're in Las Vegas, you know, all the time.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, that's my man. We grew up from
I saw him, man. He had a youngster, man. He was trying to jog with him, man, going down the strip one day. I hit the horn. I said, look at him.
Without a doubt, man. So, you know, you never can tell what you're going to meet because closed mouth don't get fed. And you know, Coach G, man, it's always good, man, you know, to network with good people. You feel me? So, and
yeah,
this is a
man.
Great show tonight. It's you bringing on good people. Good people is networking with you. I see you got good people in your camp, and you just doing your thing, man. Once again, big ups to you, man. And this
man,
this
we appreciate it, man. I would tell Miss Barry and Pat and Augie and everybody else over there at Barry's, man. I spoke with you.
That'd be good, man. And matter of fact, I'm gonna call Tuck when I get off the line tonight and tell him to be looking for that info coming over to Barry's gym tonight. You know what I mean?
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Without a doubt, man. We look forward to networking with you, man. So hold tight with us and stay on the line, and we're going to go to another caller. All right. We're going to the last four digits, 3031. You're on the air.
Hey, Boyd. Hey, Lucinda. Thank you for letting me in.
Hey, how you doing? Good.
I'm good. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, we blessed tonight, having a great show.
I know it. I've been enjoying it so much. Hi, Lucinda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're holding it down for the ladies like I try to do with Koji on his show, and I just wanted to call in and give you guys love for having him, because what's really nice about tonight is that the phone lines are open and there's a lot of people calling in and celebrating Koji, and he celebrates so many people on his show. So it's just nice that you guys have that open platform for so many to be able to call in and also give him that celebration, because he does a lot of work in the community, in the village. He's always giving, you know, and sometimes his team, we have to tell him, you know, you need to just take a break for a moment. You've got so much going on. So I just want to tell you guys that I really appreciate you having him on the show tonight.
Oh, we're happy to have him.
We're happy to have him, you know, and making that great awareness that he's doing, and we're very proud of what he's doing.
Yeah, and it is. It's a heck of a job because a lot of the awareness that we are bringing out there, and Koji is such a great, you know, spokesperson for, and even having Elsa on the show and Matt, you can see it's all very serious. And a lot of people don't like to hear it, and they definitely don't like to hear it with the, it's like, we don't hold back, you know, this is what's happening, this is the truth. And so we just need people who are strong, like you guys were talking about before, who are warriors, to get on this ride with us and be strong and help the kids. Because as we can all see, our kids are going downhill, and the schools are tore up, and, you know, there's the cyberbullying and the bullying that is going crazy. You know, so we really need everybody's help. I don't know if you guys heard me at first. I work with Koji on his show. My name is Miss Peaches, so I'm always with him on the air, and that's why I'm like, I have to, let me get in. I got to get in on giving him some love.
That's another warrior. That's another warrior right there, boy, Lucinda.
Hey,
another
one. Hey, it wouldn't be right, Koji, if she didn't jump in, man. You feel me?
You know that's right, man. Definitely. Let me tell you something. Miss Peaches definitely fight for the women, like, you know, I definitely, you know, come in, gave Lucinda that compliment. Miss Peaches, boy, when I say she fights for the women, she calls the guys on their BS, and, you know, she really get the guys to look at it from the woman's point of view, you know, what they doing to the women, what's going on. That's what we need. You know, I tell everybody on my team, there's no buffoonery on my show, no buffoonery is tolerated. If you come with buffoonery, you gone, because I don't play games. Yeah, what we say is what it is. You know, we don't hold back. We respect everybody, but we are not going to be BS'd on our own show. You know what I'm saying? And no buffoonery.
Say that again, Coach G. Say it again, man.
We are not going to be BS'd on our show, and there will be no buffoonery. None.
Bottom line. You know what I mean? I'm gonna hit the bottom line on that, son. You dick.
Yeah, no bamboozle. We ain't doing that. We ain't gonna play us one way and then it's another. And we sure ain't singing and chucking and dancing for nobody. It's live on our show. Believe me, it's really live. Man, it ain't no, I mean that, definitely, you know, because like I said, you know, boy, as you can see with all the people calling in, I really walk what I talk. I really walk what I talk. And, you know, anybody that call in, I'm sure they got multiple stories of me and the things I've done. But, boy, everything that I'm doing right now, I get this power from God, because one thing I know for a fact, it's in the Bible. If I don't use the talents that God has given me, I'm disrespecting God. I am disrespecting him to the fullest, because when you bless with a gift, you're supposed to shine. You are here to shine, and that's what I try to do, not shine like fronting, but shine and be that ray of light to let people see to come in to a safe place. And my whole team, they reflect the whole shine that I have, you know what I'm saying, that I feel I have.
Right, and I agree with you, good brother, because what I tell people, you know, I break it down to them like this here. When God gave me my second chance to turn my life around and come from the gang life and the thugging life and the selling the drugs life, you know, once he gave me that second chance, it wasn't about Rob Boyd no more. You know what I mean? The second chance for me was about going out, showing people, educating people what he's done for me. And what he's done for me, he can do the same for you. To me, that's what second chance means to me.
You got that right. And you know what, boy, you definitely hit that on the nose. But let me tell you something. Do you know how many people curse God because the game changes for them? They might get older. They might pick up weight. They might lose a little hair. They ain't as attractive as they used to be. See, it's a different level of the game. You're coming through a different phase in life. You have to be able to change with the times. You know what I'm saying? This is when we know who you really are. Right now, in these late stages, this is who you really are. You was a playboy, you was this, you was that. Okay, that's that phase coming into where we are right now.
Right,
you're changing into who you're going to be when you hit the dirt and who they're going to remember.
Exactly. Because a lot of cats ain't got to be your age and my age. You feel me?
No,
they already
no.
gone a long time ago. So they didn't
man,
have time to get gray-headed or bald-headed or any kind of headed. You know what I mean? Because they
yeah,
dying
yeah.
at a young, rapid age out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
I
you know
thank
what?
God for my life now. You hear me? Because they told my mother I wouldn't see 18 years old. I'm 50 years old now.
And you know what, Boyd? I tell people all the time that's our age. Like I said, I'm 44. The thing about it is, see, we ain't smooth. We wasn't smooth, me and you. We was lucky by the grace of God. We
Amen.
Was lucky. We was lucky. We wasn't smooth to get to where we are. We was lucky. We get another chance. But with this chance, man, let me tell you something real quick. I'm going to sum it up real quick. When my father passed away, my father was like, we used to tease him all the time how much he would go to church and this. But you know, when he passed away, they put a plaque on the side of a mega church with my daddy's name, with what he stood for, what he brought to the church. Let me tell you something. Long as that church stands, my father stands in history.
Amen.
That's what I'm out to do. That meant he died a hell of a man. Anytime they put a plaque on a mega church with your name on it and say, this person is, this was his worth to this church, and this is what he meant to us, my father went down and he's going down in history. And that's what I'm chasing right now.
And he made a difference.
Oh, yeah, he made a difference. And see, that's what I'm trained to do. I'm trained to make a difference. And I tell God all the time, if I'm not doing it your way, God, you know how to shake my whole world up and make me stand at attention.
Amen.
Oh, believe me. Oh, he know whether he gets you on the toilet or whatever. Oh, you'll call his name. Oh, you'll call. You'll go somewhere and call.
You're pointing to your kneecaps, you hear me?
Got that right.
You're
pointing right.
to your kneecaps. Don't get it twisted like you that guy. Oh,
yeah.
Every tongue
yeah.
must confess. And every knee must bow, my brother, you know?
You got that right, man. And let me tell you something. Oh, you'll call his name. I tell people that all the time. Even atheists, if they get shot or something happen quick in their life, first thing, oh, my God. No, but
yeah.
you don't believe in God. But you
don't
believe in God.
Don't say his name, do they?
he'll make you call his name, and I mean that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the moral of the story is, man, I'm just, you know, I'm learning every day. I ain't saying I'm no saint. I ain't saying I'm learning every day. But every day that I get up, boy, and Lucinda, I'm trying my damnedest to be a great person, a good guy,
Amen.
You know, for real.
I'm,
that's first. When my feet hit the floor, I'm standing up at attention to put my arm on to be a good guy when I leave the house, man. I mean that.
And that's the bottom line. And we got some more callers for you. The line is lit up. Let us go to...
ain't going
to
make me cry.
3251 in the house.
Okay.
3251, you're on air. Last four digits.
Hello?
Yes, you there?
So, 3251. How you doing, Cody? How you doing, Cody? Las Vegas.
Okay, there it is. Hey, boy.
Yes, sir.
that's
good,
my
man
right there, Kimmy Lee. Now, this is the young boxer I was telling you about that I celebrated on my show today, who wants
yeah.
to come in that tournament and shake it up for you. There you yeah. is, young man right here.
Okay,
how you
my
doing,
man.
How you doing, boy? Hey,
we,
how you doing?
We bless my brother. You know, I was just telling your dad about us down here. You know, my family got the Golden Gloves and the Junior Golden Gloves and the Copper Gloves.
Right.
You know, we do four or five tournaments a year, and the Golden Gloves is coming up in March. And we definitely like for you to come on down. You know what I'm saying? What's your weigh in?
My weigh in 141. I'm a welterweight, 17 years
okay.
old.
My man, then that's what it is, then. So we're gonna. Your father, he's gonna email me and send me his contact number, and we're gonna let him know the dates and what the venue you're gonna be at, and that's gonna be in March. And then we do
March.
The state fair. Yeah, we do the state fair every year in October. That's been going on for how many years now, babe?
42 years.
That's been going on for 42 years. You know what I mean?
Wow.
A family tradition. Yeah, my wife's uncle started all of that here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
And
I'll be definitely
we got another tournament. Yeah, we got another tournament coming up in June at the American Legion, too. And that's in Tempe,
okay.
Arizona. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no problem, man. I'll just become support. Las Vegas down in Arizona, man, anytime.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm looking for you to come in March then, man. You know, as soon as I talk to your dad, and I'm looking for you to come down in March, man. You feel me?
I appreciate it, man, no doubt.
Hey, Tim, what do you want to tell him about the show today?
Oh, man, it was great, man. First time on the radio station. You know, it was great. It was a very great experience, man. 17 years old, you know, and, I loved it, man. I was nervous at first, but you know, Cody welcomed me as family, so I had no choice but to fall in love with it, man. I appreciate it, Cody.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. And like I said, I'm definitely going to celebrate the young people, man, who's making a difference right now, because let me tell you something. If I treat you right and you stay on the right level, one day you could be president. I want somebody running this world with some sense. You dig?
Right.
And you
exactly.
and you definitely got that, and you definitely doing your thing, man, and I'm proud of you, man. And you know what, boy, let me reverse this real quick. Boyd, I want you to give this young man some words of encouragement.
Well, what I want to just tell you, young man, you know, follow your dream, stay focused, and always know in your mind, heart, and soul that you can do anything and be anything you set your mind to, young man. And I look forward to meeting you in March at our Golden Gloves tournament.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, Kenny, you're on two radio shows today. How about that?
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
We're on two radio shows today. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Back to me.
Yeah, you're doing the same. Hey, ATM, give his wife's man some love. Her name is Lucinda.
How are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
You're great. We're happy to have you. Thanks for calling in and giving Koji some support and giving us some support as well. We really appreciate it.
He's definitely a special young man. You know, like I'm gonna tell you again, Tim. You keep your head up, man. I want you to stay focused. I want you to see the goal line, and don't look to the right or to the left, because that's out of bounds. Am I right or wrong, boy?
Amen, right. My good brother.
Right.
You got to look straight ahead. So the lanes are straight ahead, you know?
No, that's
with
right.
With your head forward.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Definitely.
You know why they put blinders on horses when they race?
Right.
Oh, they know to go straight. You got that right.
Straight.
They don't look to the right or to the left. They just look straight ahead where they're going. So they can get
that's
there.
Right.
Hey,
that's
so,
right.
Hey, Coach, and the reason my wife can say that is that's what she grew up around, horses and cows and chickens. So she can definitely tell you about the bubbles on the horse.
I heard that. Hey, so you always got the inside tip for the races, huh? Is that it?
Yeah, so she definitely know about that. She grew up on a farm, all of, you know?
I hear you, man. I heard that, definitely. Well, we need her on the team, man. Hey, she's good at the racetrack, then, so she can look at the horse's legs. She can see if he's had enough water, if he's had enough food. She can see all that, right?
That's right.
That's cool.
Hey, Kenny, just listen to your dad and listen, you know, get some mentors like Koji and other people in your life that you can always, you know, always
Absolutely.
Turn to, reach out to, no matter what you're going through, and, you
right.
know, you'll be okay, you'll be just fine. But you got to have those positive mentors in your life.
Thank you, I appreciate that much.
Look forward to meeting you.
Hey, I see what his record is. Hey, what's your record, Kenny?
Ooh, man, I had over 100-some fights, man.
Okay, my man. That's
over,
what?
Over, what? Fights, man. I've been,
what?
Been doing this.
What's your
for
record,
a while.
Though? Tell him your record,
oh,
though, Tim.
It's 124 and
9. Holy cow!
My man. So we definitely in for a good fight then when you come down to the Golden Gloves.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he gonna pull. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be right there front row. Oh, he gonna pull.
Okay.
Fuck me,
so
yeah.
So we get a chance to see you in March too, then, right?
Man, yeah, I'm coming, man, definitely. So definitely put
okay.
me on the list. I'm coming, and anything I can help you do while I'm here, I'm with you guys, man, definitely.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You know, and we'll let him fight in all our tournaments because, like I say, we have 4 or 5 tournaments a year, you know?
Okay.
And the state fair every year in October, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
cool. Yeah, that's state fair.
Yeah, it's been for the last 42 years, man.
That's cool. Hey, Tim, tell him about the Olympics real quick.
Man, that's my number one priority right now is the 2016 Olympics. And after the Olympics, man, it's time to go pro and start my legacy, man. That's,
there it is.
Well, I have a trainer that's in California that's looking for some boys to be on a team that he wants to take to the Olympics.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Good. He took some of a few years ago, and they got the silver medal. He's actually training a super heavyweight right now, and he's come to a couple of our tournaments. If you look on our Change Reality show on our website, you can see the interviews. Uh-huh. He came out to our last tournament, and he's looking for some people right now to start training.
Yeah, we got a lot of contacts in that boxing thing, Kenny. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, boy, no, Lucinda, do y'all know a trainer in L.A. named Marvin Columbus?
No, not in L.A., just my wife's friend,
he's
the one. He in Sunnyvale, California.
Oh, okay. Well, Marvin Columbus is another person, boy, that I want to hook you up with. He's a good brother to know. He throws the tournaments that Timmy fought in L.A. at Tapasco.
He gets
all the gangbangers. He gets all the gangbangers off the street, and he's teaching them a trade, man, to throw them hands, man, to get paid. You get what I'm saying?
Right, and that goes the right
way, right. So he's definitely another good brother that I want to swing through your show, man. I mean, what I want to do with us, boy, definitely – you know, with us radio personalities, we shouldn't be against each other, and there shouldn't be no jealousy. It should always be brothers in arms. Because one show, we can't reach everybody. We can't reach everybody.
Yeah, and that's me and my wife always say, man. You know, like I got my first TV show. My first TV show been on the air for 15 years now. You know what I mean? And that's in Cincinnati. You know, I started that show in 1998. And it plays on Time Warner Cable Community Channel, but I'm the longest running community show right there in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, and it's 15 years old. So I've always gave people in the music, people in the community have a voice. So I've always did this, man. And you know, when the major labels was out real heavy in the 90s, I used to play everybody's videos. I still got VHS and 3/4 tapes. You know what I mean?
Right.
They
wow.
To play on the show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I hear you.
It's good, man, that you network with people. And like you said, people don't understand, man, the more people you network with and the more people you get business relationships with, man, and the more people that know people, that's setting everybody up, man, to help these youngsters, man, to greatness, man.
A lot
of these youngsters don't want to be gangbangers. They don't want to sell dope. They just want to know somebody care, man, and somebody
that's
is willing to take some time with them. You feel me?
That's
a lot
right, man.
Of brothers out here, man. You know what I'm saying? But they get lost. Like you said, they go left or right, and they don't have nobody to say, stay focused, man, stay focused. And that love, man, a kid, man, is just like a grown person. You wanna know that I'm loved. You know what I mean? You want somebody to say, hey, man, you might have did that wrong, but guess what? You can do that again, man. Try that again. You know what I mean? And I got confidence in you. You build confidence up in these youngsters, you know. And when
that's
me and
right.
you were coming up, that's what we got, man. The old players build confidence up in us. You feel me?
Right.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
They don't have that no more. So
man, let me tell you something.
Some of our boys got to do that.
You know what? You're definitely right on that, but let me tell you something. Something Marvin said on the show today, he told Timmy, don't be a great champion, be a people's champion. See, Muhammad Ali,
right.
he was a people's champion. Now that he's gone, man, they still talk about him like he's fighting right now.
Yes, he made that happen. You feel
that's
me?
Right.
He built his legacy. And
that's right.
He'll be talked about way after he dead and gone. You
got
know, people
that right.
remember you for your last thing. That's what people
that's right.
remember anybody for. You know,
yeah.
you know that old saying, go Coach T, people remember you for your last hit song.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
People remember you for your last thing you do in life, man. If you do greatness,
right.
people going to remember greatness. If you do BS, people go, oh, man, you know what I mean? They ain't going to even mention your name, you know?
But hold on, boy, let me say this. Now you always have your haters that remember you from back in '87.
Right.
It's 2013. You get what I'm trying to say? You're talking about something that happened in '87, dude. It's 2013. Grow up. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? That shows from 87 to 2013, you ain't got a life. You ain't got nothing going for you but to sit around and slander another man. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, you know, I just had to throw it in, man. Sometimes when you say people know you for the last thing, people know you from the last time they seen you. You get what I'm trying to say?
That's real. So we got another call. We got another call for you. Hold on, everybody, hold tight, and we're gonna go to this other caller right quick.
All right.
Last four digits 3629. You're on air.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Koji. It's Gloria.
Uh-oh. Hey, let me tell you something, boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Boy, let me tell you something. Boy, when I say one of my prayer warriors, when I'm going through it, I call this woman right here, and when I say, boy, she get to praying, and she get to going in tongues, and she's telling me, Koji, God got you. You don't see what he's doing. He's working something in your life. Things ain't going bad. God is rearranging your path. That's what it is. Your time in the wilderness is up. You're ready to rise up. So this woman right here, when I say she comes on my show, and let me tell you how she came through my show. Let me tell you how God worked real quick. She came through the show from an affiliate of mine who was like a godfather to me. He was in his office one day, and he said, man, I talked to this young lady, and she went through some real serious abuse as a child. And I told her about your show, and she just kept saying, I want to go on that show. Can you make it happen where I come on Koji's show? Let me tell you, boy, and Lucinda, she came on my show one time, but guess what? She don't miss no shows. What is it, Gloria? Almost a year now?
Yes, Koji. And you know what, sweetheart? It's so funny because I wanted to say that, and you said it. So look at God. He knew it needed to be said, so you got to say it.
Okay, well, I'll let you go on and, you know, say what you want to say about me. I'm going to be quiet.
But you know what?
Yes,
and I love you, and I'm so proud of you. But, boy, you and your wife, God bless you, and you just said something that was so profound because you said something about the children. All these kids do want is to let somebody know that they matter. They want someone to listen to them, and they want someone to say, I love you, and they want someone to know that they care. And I love what you said, and we're going to continue to keep praying for that because that's why our children are lost. That's all they want. Like you said, they don't want to be out there in the street doing that foolishness. But if they ain't getting that love and they're not getting it from no one else, that's where they go, you know.
Break it down real quick, Gloria.
Pardon?
I said, break it down real quick for them. I mean, hey, you know, but hold on. Let's do this, Gloria, real quick. Give them a little synopsis into your life real quick and why we came together, your story real quick.
Amen.
Real quick. I did, boy. I was having dinner with a young man, and I told them how I was molested by my father from a very young age, and I never got to sleep on the mattress of the bed. I slept between the wall and the mattress, calling myself hiding, thinking he would never find me. But, of course, he found me, and I went through that all my life. And when I got invited to be a guest on Koji's show that very day, I prayed and I said, oh, God, I said, let them invite me to come back again and again. And as Koji said, he did. So I wanted to reach out and let all those that have been abused as myself, with my father, my uncle, my grandfather, that the devil had me in such bondage for so many years, but I fought not to be a drug addict. I fought not to be an alcoholic. I fought not to be gay. I fought not to be a prostitute. And I fought so hard I'm not dead because God knew today, right now, tonight, I'd be on your air telling you so I can let everybody else know, don't let the devil beat you up. We've got to be able to say, God, forgive me for hating those that wronged me so I can go on. Because in order for me to go on, it's for me to do what I'm doing right now, letting people know that doesn't have to happen. Nobody helped me but God. Because my dad told me if I ever told anybody, he killed me. So I had to keep quiet, and God got me through. So I want those that are out there to know you are somebody. You're a child of God, so don't you dare let the devil beat you down no more. But parents, as Koji said earlier, be aware of uncle and auntie so-and-so when the child don't want to go. Something's going on. These children don't need to be a part of that. So we have to do our job, and we have to do our job well. I thank God every day for where I am, that I'm not back there, and I want to reach out and hug and help as many. And I like to say real quick, Tyler Perry had said to the men, and as well as I believe for the women, but he said it for the men, don't let your body lie to you. When you are being molested or touched by Uncle So-and-so or whoever, and your body reacts, it's a natural feeling. That's what God gave you that. So if you get aroused, that doesn't mean you're gay. So boys, don't think that you have to be gay because you were molested by a man and get hung up in that. And I love that Tyler said that, because that to me was so profound. So my prayer is that Koji will continue to do what he's doing. And I thank you for allowing him to be on the air, because God truly has given him a gift to get over there and touch all his children, all God's children. And so I thank you, Boyd and Lucinda and Koji. I thank you for allowing me to be there on the air to be able to give what I give. God bless you all for what you're doing, truly. And Boyd, I could go on and on and on. God gave me that gift.
It's all good. It's all good, because here at our show, it's just like we let people be themselves, and we let people bring the awareness and bring their message to the world. And the greatest thing is about it, you know, you're hitting around the world. You ain't just hitting one city. You're making awareness around the world. So we appreciate that you was brave enough to come out with your message on Mr. Koji's show, and you're bringing it out now on our show. So we thank God for that.
And one day I'm going to get to see you in Arizona. I'm waiting for God to bless me soon with a car, and that was one of my spots that I wanted to go, so I'll get to meet you guys. But I just want to thank you for allowing Koji to do what he's doing, because he is a good man, and he's a good godly man, and he needs all the support and help, because we're out here, as Miss Peter said, we're here for the village, you know. We're just trying to do what we can for all our children.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gloria. You know you're my loved one.
I love you, sweetheart.
Gloria, can I just maybe touch on one more thing, too? For anybody listening that has this secret kept inside of them, for any of these young girls who have been molested, who feel the shame and the guilt and all those things, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I could tell them, do not blame yourself. You are a victim, and when you keep quiet, all that does is allow the devil to make you think that you're nothing. For so many years, I felt very little of myself. I thought I was a no good, stupid, no good person. But you know what? I didn't have anybody there to say, Gloria, you are somebody. You are something special. So for all of you girls that are out there and boys that have been abused, you are something special. Someone did something wrong they shouldn't have done, but don't you dare allow the devil to keep you down. You get over there and ask God, just as I did, to help you to get through. God directs somebody in my path that will help me, to get me to feel better about myself. God help me, and God will. You don't know who it might be. I talk to people wherever I am. I could be pumping gas, and I tell them about me being sexually abused, because at that time the Holy Spirit said, say it. So I would say to all those out there, ask God to direct somebody in your path, because he will. He doesn't want none of us to hurt. And for them to understand, God didn't do this, man did it. We have a free will, and man did that. So know that God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I don't care how hurt you are, how bad you're feeling. Know that God loves you, and he is there. And we got to just pray and say, Father, direct my path. Send someone here that will help me, because I don't know who to turn to. I don't know who to trust right now, Father. So, Father, I give it to you. And you know what? He will. He will. He's going to bring somebody there. And I want them to know how special they are. Do not allow the devil to let you think that you're a nothing. Because you know what, sweetheart? I did that for 40-something years. And now on Koji's show. I'm getting ready on the 22nd. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going back to school. I'm going to be 61, and I'm going back to school to get my degree so I can help these children and women out there. So I don't have that piece of paper that says I'm certified, but I have the experience because I've been in the prison system as a mental health worker for 7 years in Massachusetts, and now I'm here in Vegas. And so I've got the experience, but now I've got to have that piece of paper. So I'm going to school, and it all happened on Koji's show. You know what I'm saying? So I want all those young men and women out there to know that God loves them, and all they got to do is continue to talk to him. And I ask that you all just ask Jesus to rock you to sleep tonight as I pray for each and every one of you, as I do every night. But let them know that they're special.
Amen.
They're special.
Amen. Amen. You know, and
My camp is tight.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Brother Coach, we would definitely like to say a prayer for us before we get off, you know?
You know what I would love? You know what? Let me tell you something. She starts my shows with a prayer, so, hey, she's right on schedule.
My man, you know what I mean? So all the listeners tonight, we're going to have a special prayer on the show tonight. From this young lady. So we would like to turn the mic over to you now to say a special prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you touch all your children tonight in a mighty way. God, you hear the voices that are out there that are trying to help your children. So, God, I ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around them, no harm or danger to them. Continue to bless them, Father, that they would be able to speak your words boldly and proudly so everyone will know that it's all about you, Father. And as long as we follow what you would have us to do, we're going to be able to reach them. God, we know we may not be able to get to all of them, but we're going to get to as many of them as you will allow us to, because, God, you have some hurting children out there, some hurting men and women, and you have some strong warriors right here, right now, on the air that are trying to do something for your children. All of you that are out there know that God loves you, and God wants you to be happy. So I pray right now in Jesus' name that you're able to touch all those hurting hearts and let them feel your love. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing. And I say to all the listeners, please, if there's someone that you can talk to them, because it's not you. You didn't do nothing wrong. You're not the bad person. But just talk and ask God to direct someone in your path, and he will. He will. And I thank you, Boyd. I thank you, Lucinda, for allowing me to be on the air. And Koji, all props to you, my sweetheart. You continue to do what you're going to do, and I got your back. You know, I got your back.
Amen. We appreciate that. And we just want to thank you for that great blessing right there. And we want you to hold on and don't go nowhere. We got a couple more calls for Coach E. And we go into the last four digits, 9219. You're on there, Carla.
Hi, Mr. Void and Miss Lucinda. And
how
I
you
told
doing,
you.
Man?
Good.
Hey,
hi.
How
this
you doing?
I'm good. This is Janie Koji. How are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Janie. Bring it. This is one of, boy, this is one of my angels right here. Again. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. She came on my show. I had a show about foster parents. She's another good one where she took in her foster kids, you know, but they her family members. And she's a great mom. She's holding it down in the community. She comes on our shows, and she definitely represents for the moms. I got strong moms that come through my show, and she's definitely one of them. So I'm going to let you do your thing, Jamie. Let them know.
Thank you. First of all, I just wanted to say, just listening to Miss Gloria, it's just like it really moved me, and I'm so happy that she was strong enough to say enough is enough. And I don't want to have to live with this for the rest of my life. I want to move on with my life. So I want to thank God for her strength and her being able to move on. And I also want to say, Koji, you are doing amazing things out here with the children. I am so glad that I met you. I am so happy that I'm listening to you, and you really inspire me, and you really make me think. Like, even though I know I've been a mother for, like, my oldest child is 24 years, but you do make me think, and really make me think, am I doing the right thing for my kid at all times? you know, just being with you and just make sure that everything that they're supposed to do is, you know, that I'm living my life the right way so they can go the right way.
That's
so
right.
So you're doing in Las Vegas and you're doing really good with the children and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And, you know, I want to say that I take those blessings, and like I said, I want to thank you guys. But I'm nothing without the great people that align themselves up with me and around me and help me bring my message from all kind of different directions, you know, like y'all do. I mean it, definitely. I'm great, you know, because of my team. And, you know, I look at it like this. With Michael Jordan, he couldn't have never got all them rings if he didn't have the rest of them because he couldn't even get the ball in the court. You get what I'm saying? Y'all,
right.
Y'all help. They helped me get the ball in the court to ball and do my thing. But, hey, I know in some shots that I can't shoot, Boyd and Lucinda, I got to pass it off to these guys. And these guys are definitely going to knock it down. And, I, you know, I don't think twice. When I ask them a question, I can close my eyes with blind faith and my ears and know they're going to answer it with integrity, and they definitely going to make people understand from a woman's point of view, something that I can't do, Boyd. You understand?
Amen. Amen, good brother, you know. And like I say, once again, we having a great, great show tonight. And we got another caller on the line for you. And we're going to go to last four digits, 1895.
Hi, this is Jay. Hi, Lucinda. And, boy, this is Jay Koji, the producer.
Pepper Potts, and I'm on, man.
He calls me Pepper Potts. Oh, Iron Man's assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. I just wanted to say I love the show so far. It's sounding so wonderful all around the world. You know, you got all our team, you know, and everybody that we've broadcasted all over the web to participate in the show. And it's just so great because we're helping to bring awareness to the main issue, sexual child abuse, and trying to all come together as a village. So I applaud everyone that has been on this show tonight. It's a great show. It sounds great from where I am.
Hey,
thank you.
And we just thank, you know, Mr. Cochise for, you know, allowing us to have him on the show. And have great, great guests like him and great viewers that's listening in and making awareness too and bringing in that round-the-world awareness. And this is something that has to be tackled on an everyday basis. Like I tell a lot of people, you know, they talk about domestic violence. It's in October, but I have a book out entitled Never Hit a Woman, and it talks about sexual abuse, domestic violence, and different things. But domestic violence awareness is every day to me, not just in October. Sexual awareness is every day, not just every other month, you know. So that's something we have to get through a lot of people's head as well around the world, you know. Don't just wait till a certain month. This is something that has to be tackled every day, all day, because people die all day, every day from these different events.
Yeah, definitely. We need to definitely have you guys on our shows, too, so we'll have to plan for that coming up, too. We definitely would love to have you come swing through on our show.
We appreciate it.
My house is your house, boy, Lucinda. Let's get it cracking. For real. I get it smoking. I get it smoking on my show. Hey, it's flaming right now, brother. We got it flaming right now.
It's smoking right now, you know what I mean? So I know when we get over on your show, you know, like they say, you know, you're going to just tear the roof off, you know what I mean?
And you know what? It ain't only me. My whole team celebrates my guests. You get what I'm saying? Because like I said, I bring people on my show of integrity. And y'all have integrity. You get what I'm saying? So we got to celebrate y'all because, like I told you, it's no buffoonery, baby. We bring it strong. And like I said, we keep people on the show that we look up to that's going to say something that's going to make us, you know, toss and turn at night. You know, just like Jeannie said, it's going to make us double think what we're doing, even though we're doing good. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, give you a little bit more awareness like we do. When me and my wife finish the show, we always go back and we listen to the whole show over, you know what I mean, together. And we just get a lot out of shows that we do and guests that we have on the show. And that's where you really learn exactly what part do you have to play in getting this message out to the people, you know. And that's what it's all about, is just delivering this message and getting it to the people and people helping people, man. Because at the end of the day, you got to give back, man. And that's the bottom line.
Well, y'all going to love this show tonight, then, listening to it again.
Ain't no doubt. I'm loving it just while it's going. You feel me? So I know after we get through saying the end, it ain't going to be the end. Because we can just click back and repeat. You dig what I'm saying? So we loving this show tonight. We just want to tell everybody around the world who listens to our show every Wednesday night, we got a great young man on the show tonight. And he has his great staff and great followers that believe in his work. And we also believe in his work with helping these kids and educating them and making great awareness, you know. So I want to ask you another question as well, you know. What are the words of encouragement to our listeners tonight from you?
From me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, because we still have somebody on the line. You know what? I just want to say that knowledge is the key. You know what I'm saying? Being around great people with integrity that really care about you, being around people that's going to make sure you get across the goal line because y'all are a great, strong team. I think I want to tell all the young women out there that there are beautiful role models in this world, you know, like Peaches, Gloria, Janie, Marlene, my whole team, Elsa, you know, hey, the list goes on. We definitely, you know, Jay, we definitely got women out here who's searching for lost young women. Lucinda, you know what I'm saying? Y'all searching for lost young women to help them to get it right, because if y'all can help them get it right, then we can have beautiful wives, you know, with respect. We can have moms with integrity, you know, where the children ain't got to feel ashamed, you know, when the mom comes to the school because she's dressed, you know what I'm saying, to her best, being a mom. And that's what it's about. But I also want to say to the young men out there that it's also young men like me and Boyd, you know, and Matthew Cox and, you know, my man Barry and AJ, it's a lot of people out there, man, where we waiting to embrace you young men and set y'all down and talk to y'all and tell y'all that y'all can see the goal line. And if you look to the right and you look to the left, you're out of bounds. And, you know, in football, basketball, when you're out of bounds, the ball goes all the way back to one. We, you know, it ain't too many young men that can keep starting over because they don't have the momentum and they don't have the knowledge to move forward, nor the young women. So what we want to do, we want to inject some get right in you with a conversation and help you get on your path to greatness. And, you know, all I want to do is say God bless everybody out there and everybody that called in. They not my friends. They not my staff. They my family, you know, and I love y'all to death. And thank y'all, you know, it really makes me feel good to know that, you know, that it surprised me sometimes that I make people feel that good. So, you know, thank you, Boyd and Lucinda. God bless you all. Y'all got a great show. I'm a fan. I'm one phone call away. Now we brothers in arms. Whatever I can do for y'all, we can make it happen. Thank you very much.
Hey, we appreciate that, my good brother. You know what I'm saying? And the same for you. Anything you need from my end, you know, just holler at us. We ain't nothing but a text, a phone call, email, you know, away. And we can keep things moving, man. So anything you need down here, AZ. And we definitely looking forward to seeing you and Mark at the tournament and, you know, kick it for show and sit down and politic on some things, you know?
Yeah, I definitely want to do that, man, because like I said, you know, saving the children is the key. But the thing about it is we also got to stay focused on saving the ones in our own households as well. We can't get sidetracked helping so many other people that we let our loved ones go astray. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Exactly. Do you have any last remarks for your child abuse awareness, anything that you want to put out there right now before we close tonight?
Yes, I do. Well, one thing I want to say is I would love for everybody to go to handsoffourchildren.org, sign up with us, give us a like, because the more likes we get is the more lives we can save. Because, you know, once the numbers is up and you hit a certain number, then you start getting benefits, you know, from certain different things that you want to do, because now they see that you in demand, you know. And, hey, everybody wants to be in demand. Everybody want to feel like doing something in life, and everybody want to do good, but it takes a village to get a championship. You know what I'm saying? I always talk about sports because I know with a solid team, we can get a championship, we can get a ring, we can get a trophy, we can get whatever we want, long as we got everybody thinking the same and everybody on one plane knowing that we out to win, we out to save, and we also out to deliver people over to the right, you know, to the right organization. I feel Hands Off Our Children is one of the great organizations out there that's doing their thing. But I also want to say, you know, we definitely, you know, we need people to come through the shows, and we need people to go to the website and tell your story. Tell your story because your story can help a lot of other people who's sitting back and they're scared to tell their story. And, you know, as I just want to say, you know, much love to you guys. I want to say the day of hiding is over because there's so many people out here like us that want to help, you know, want to get you across the goal line, but mainly we want to get you back in society with a straight mind and a straight mentality to win. And that's where we're at right now.
That's right. Do you have a number for anybody to call or just get on the website?
Yes, you know what, if they go to the website, we got people once they go to the website, because we always want to push people to the website. Go to the website, you can leave us a message, and we got people that will call back. You know, whether if I have Gloria to call, Jay, it might be Jamie. Whichever situation that pops up on that website, I know who done been there and who done done that and who done overcame it, so I know who to, you know, put out for the call to help, you know, whoever's needed.
Amen.
Definitely. And, you know, on our website, we have a resource page as well where we try to put up as many resources as we can, you know, to be able to reach out as well. And we also answer all of our emails and texts that we get. You know, we have one more caller here that just popped up, so we want to take this call definitely before we get off the air. And the last four digits of this number are 9936.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yo.
Yo, how you doing?
How are
hello?
You?
Yeah, hello.
I can hear
hello.
You.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Is it Mr. Rob Boyd and Lucinda?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Hey, I just want to say salute to you guys, and I've been following you for quite some time. We actually did a little business together. This is Philip Anthony Saints Hall.
Hey,
how you doing, Phil? We appreciate you calling in tonight. I just love what you guys are doing, and I've been watching how things come out and everything that's happened with the your journey this year and all those that you've helped in the boxing industry and all the young and the youth and the violence that you guys have gone through with the mothers battered and children battered, and I just love it. I love to see it, and God bless you guys.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you calling in, Phil. And, you know, do you have a question for Mr. Kochi?
No, I really don't. I just want to throw my 2 cents out there.
All right, we appreciate that. And Mr. Philip was a guest on our radio show last year, and he also have a book coming out soon. So he's always supported me and my wife, so we just wanted to say thank you for calling in, Phil. And if you want to give them the name of your book that's coming out, Phil.
Yeah, it's called From the Bullet to the Bible. It'll be out this spring. I've got an HBO deal coming up here, and I've got a Discovery Channel coming out here. And there were some things that, including your show, that I got involved with the guy. I don't want to mention his name, but it just says, don't throw your pearls before swine. Don't get ahead of God in your life.
Amen.
I know that you have this man on this show tonight, and I've learned many lessons since I've known you until now. And just keep God first. And all those things that you're working on, they will see it come true. I have watched this show from its early stage come up and grow. And the lives that you have touched, I personally have been involved with some people. I was shared with you at another time, some young kids down here in a boxing deal that just got started up who follow you. And I didn't even know how big this computer world is, but I better get savvy up. But it's keep him first. Keep him first. And all those things you're going to go through, you're going to be all right.
My man. And we appreciate you calling in, Phil. And keep in touch. And stay good and tell your wife we send our love and respect down her way as well. And you keep doing what you're doing, man.
Oh, salute. I keep in touch. I follow you. And,
all right.
Keep
thank
it up,
you.
Man. Keep
thank
swinging,
yourself.
Bud. We'll see you.
Thank
Bye.
You, man.
All right, Bud Coachy, we're here live, living in color, and we done had a great show tonight, and we just want people to know that sexual abuse is serious, and we have to stay keeping everybody aware, not just one day or in a month. It's an everyday, all-day thing. So I'm going to send the mic over to my missus for the last announcements and the last words, and we just want to say to everybody, always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. And you always got to put the creator first in whatever you decide to do in life, because it won't work without it.
That's right.
And before I close out, I'm going to give Koji the last word, actually.
But you know what? I want to say thank you to everybody out there that's listening all over the world. I want to say thank you definitely to my radio family. You know, I got a lot of love for you guys. Y'all came on strong tonight with the love, but I mean, we do this every day on the radio show, Mondays from Mondays to Wednesdays. You know, we doing it. We saving souls. You know, and you know what? We even saving ourselves, because sometimes we don't know that we helping people on the radio, but we are definitely being our own psychiatrists. You know, being brothers in arms. You know, on the radios together, helping each other. So I want to say thank you, God, for this whole night tonight. You know, thank you for letting me be embraced with love, because that's the love I put out through Him that I ask for and I pray for every day when I get up, that He'll give me that shine, because with that shine, I definitely want to represent Him and I want to do His work. And, you know, I just want to say, boy, Lucinda, much love to you guys. And, hey, like I said, I'm definitely a fan, and I'm glad to be here, man. I really didn't have a good time, and that's why I didn't want to cheat you and give you 30 minutes. I give you an hour. Hey, I'm going to the whole duration of whatever we need to do to get the word out there, to overcome and help people, man, get across the goal line.
I appreciate that, you know, because I just want to put it out there in the universe. You ask me how long is the show, I say, well, you know, we usually go an hour. But I say, if it gets fired up, like you said, we'll go the whole deuce, you know what I mean? So praise God, you know, we went the whole deuce on this one. So we got to give God all the glory and honor, man, because there was so much to make people aware of tonight. So we just got to give Him that praise.
But you know what, boy, I knew me and you were going to have a good show tonight. Once me and you talked yesterday, and we kind of talked about, you know, where we want to go with the show, how we want to do it, and me and you almost really, all somebody would have had to do was punch record. We'd have had a double show today. This would have been our second show, because we got deep into that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? It goes back to what I said. I love what I'm sitting across from another man, and we playing chess, and we ain't playing checkers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talking grown man lingo.
Yeah, nobody's, you know, jumping all across the board saying crown me just yet. No, it's take a minute to get crowned in chess. You know what I'm saying?
And life,
is
a thinking game. Life is definitely a thinking game. And like I said, my whole team that called in, they definitely thinkers, they definitely warriors, but they definitely are lovers of the community. And that's what means the most. So there it is, my brother.
All right, my brother. We appreciate you, man, and much love to you. And for all the viewers and the fans tonight that's on the air, if you have not yet joined our movement page, we ask everybody to go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback, all one word, .ning.com. Join up with the movement, and let's keep it popping, let's keep networking, and let's keep this awareness going and helping and saving these kids' lives. So that's all I have to say tonight. Join us back here next Wednesday night for another great show. And also, once again, much love to my homeboy, Lil Medio Time, and Michelle Rosado. Watch out for the boxing event this Friday, January the 18th, at the Arizona Event Center. We'll be there, and if you don't be there, I guess you just don't be there. Peace.
Much love, guys.
Thank you so much, Koji, and we would like to thank all of our callers tonight. We know there are some callers that called in anonymously listening, and there were several people in the chat room just listening, and we just want to thank everybody for your support We want you to come back every Wednesday night. We're live 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern time, and then all of our shows can be archived anytime at blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsdontloveyouback. So once again, thank you all for coming tonight with and spending this time with us, and you know, we're just loving it. And you know, our message is to just get out and help others and change the lives of others, and you know, make an impact, leave a legacy that people will really, really remember you by, and that's by reaching out and lifting others up instead of putting them down.
That's right. You're definitely right about it. And listen, real quick, can I throw out the websites real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to throw out conversationswithkoji.com. That's my Monday show. And my Wednesday show is handsoffourchildren.org. And that comes on every Wednesday from 2 to 4. And my Monday show is every Monday from 2 to 5. conversationswithkoji.com and handsoffourchildren.org. And, you know, I like to say thank you guys one more time. I really appreciate, you know, I really appreciate y'all having me on the show. I've had a great time. And like I said, I would never cheat y'all out of time because, hey, like I said, we had a grown folks conversation tonight, and that's rare that I have that all the time. So when I meet those kind of people, hey, I celebrate you guys. So thank you very much.
Amen. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you wonderful callers for calling in and sharing a little piece of your life with us. It really means a lot. And you know, your stories will definitely reach others and help others as you continue to spread your message as well. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. We are going to go out tonight with another song called Brown Sugar, and this is a new, young, upcoming artist out of Detroit, Michigan, young Rick Maserati Jr. So here we go, Brown Sugar. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday night.
Have a dream. Show some love and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of. But dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train, it's really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just need a drink. Might just reminisce, I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs, let's unwind. Slow it down, two step, nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating. It's just me and my lady slow dancing the side day. Sipping the wine slow, I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
Now
that's love.
My girl.
girl, walking memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Have a dream, show some love,